No, we'll be ready, and we'll have whoever's out there, we'll be prepared to go and hopefully be able to run our offense well, and we know they're talented. They got a great defensive up front, and do a good job getting pressure, just bringing four guys a lot of times. But so we just gotta get ready for their scheme, what they want to do, and have some good answers.
Eli, we hear a lot about Sue making the headlines, sometimes for some of the wrong reasons. But as a player, what is he like, and what is Fairley like? Those two DTs in the middle of that defense.
Well, they're good players. They're big guys who they play the run well, but they get good job rushing the passer, and just getting a good push on the offensive lineman, kind of getting the guys back in the quarterback's face, which makes it hard to step up. And so you're gonna have to do a good job moving around in the pocket, buying some time, and hopefully our guys can get open on a timely fashion.
Eli, they're still in the playoff hunt. Do you guys find any extra motivation to play the role of spoiler?
I think all our motivation is just trying to get back to playing better football than we have these last few weeks, and try to go out there and just execute our game plan and be able to compete and try to get that winning feeling back and feel good about going out there and playing a good game.
What do you see when you see them on tape?
You know, they got a good scheme. They do a good job of mixing up some unique pressures and different blitzes, and then sometimes they just say, hey, we're gonna get pressure bringing four guys and play too high and different things, and so you got to have great answers. You got to have pressure beaters. You got to have when they're playing coverage, but they still do a good job getting a rush on the quarterback, bringing four guys, so which makes things can make things difficult because you got to have routes that are a little bit longer developing to get guys open. So, we got to have a good mix and hopefully we can have good balance of pass and run and move the ball.
You go in this week assuming you're not going to have Victor?
I haven't heard one way or the other. I don't know. I think you just try to go in there and the guys that are practicing, talk with them a bunch and have a great understanding with them and plan that way. And if Victor, is able to come back and play, then that'd be great.
Eli, how important is it to put two good games together to end the season to build for next year?
Yeah, well, I think, not so much for building for next year, but just, feeling good about having, some positive memories about this season is always helpful. And whether you stay for next two or really just, hey, let's worry about this game. Let's get back and start playing a little bit better football this game and be able to compete and do some positive things offensively.